There was a part where you said occupy your home, something like that. Just that part hit me so hard, and I just wonder if you could talk a little bit more about it.
Because we are so identified with our emotion, moods, conduct, thoughts, and feelings, that we have built so many homes. Wherever your attention goes, it builds an image, whether it's people, places, and yet your real home is within you, and it is this bottomless silence. And we do not visit it enough. Majority don't even know they have a home. Those that they do have it, is still they allow the energy to rise, the attention to rise and be entertained, even entertained in suffering and a struggle. So when I say try to visit your home more often and occupy that residency, what I'm really saying is go back to your nature before you became this and that. Pure me, pure I am. Before we came a mother and father and children and cousin and member of the society and responsible. These are all occupation for the thinker and the thoughts, where now as the world is beginning to shut down their doors, their entertainment places, and the families have to stay in compound place, that really is symbolic. God saying, go back to yourself. Enough of wandering like a vagabond. We are beginning to see it, those of us that couldn't see it before. Before, everything was urgent. Now nothing can be urgent because you have nowhere to go. And so in this time, this is why I would like to have opportunity more and more for everybody to come together, because I don't think we could waste our time. Because this is a golden opportunity to have satsang, to show our devotion, to keep silence, to read a spiritual book, to contemplate. We're free. All our obligation has taken away, except for our immediate family, children, which are a blessing, because as you rise your consciousness, they get affected. They are not influenced by school anymore at this time. They're not influenced by the society anymore. They're not influenced by auntie and uncle and this and that. They have their parents to teach them and put an example and bring that unity that is missing even within a family. As if everybody learned to run away from each other and now it's coming back together again. And I think the effort that was put, and I emphasize so much about community, 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 because the world has to go back to the basic. Basic is first help yourself, then build your foundation and bring other people to enjoy your strong foundation. Even when you sit in the plane, I've said that example since 2000, the stewardess say, in case of problem with the oxygen, put your mask first, and then your child. That is huge symbolic. Means that invest in yourself, and then this will ripple into your child, to your husband and wife, and to it goes back to the society. It's a basic truth we are coming back. First, because husband and wife and children are in one home, they learn Christian selflessness more than before. At the same time, don't waste your time on your character. Make sure that every night there's a candle lit, the family sits and keep quiet for a while with a nice soft music. That's what I think we need to be reminded. So this is the invitation that the Divine Mother has sent to us. To bring their children to their home. For those of you that don't know, and I've said it many times, maybe some of you did not hear, in 2001 I had a dream of Baba where he showed me Divine Mother and the descent of that energy. And also showed me that in the world there's going to be a lot of commotion because the world cannot go the way it's going. We cannot be careless to the nature and to each other. And that was 3 months before 9/11. It was in the summer of 2001. And then other stuff started happening. So Divine Mother's energy, which is extremely loving, but also out of that lovingness has to bring back the true living, is going to happen. And those that resist it is going to have a harder time. And those of us that get it, we get it, we are going to have an opportunity. I've said that probably enough times that you might get sick of me, but I can't emphasize enough. If you want to help anybody, help yourself. And this is the golden time.